Good morning, Slimers. So, I have something to vent about. I'm not going to look at the room for rent today. The person is not feeling well. They texted me this morning. I woke up and saw a text saying that they don't feel well. The text says, not feeling well today, so have to cancel our interview. So, yeah, that sucks. So maybe they're being honest, maybe they're not, maybe they found someone else. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I get it. People get sick, germs are real, life happens. But also there was no offer to reschedule. They just canceled it. So my hope has been gently thrown into the trash like a half-eaten salad. But yeah, I had an appointment today to check out a room for rent. A real place, not imaginary. I was not having a Craigslist fever dream. I had mentally committed to this. Do you know how rare that is for me to mentally commit to something? I was like, okay, yes, maybe this is it. Maybe I'm one step closer to being with my cats again. Maybe the universe is finally not laughing at me for once. And then the dreaded message that they're not feeling well. So yeah, I was ready to meet the landlord, ask questions, and yeah, I was excited for this. So I hope they reschedule. And so also I put an ad out on Craigslist saying that I'm quiet, I'm a quiet person, I think the title was like, quiet, respectful person looking for a room for rent, two cats. And somebody responded saying, calling me submissive Brie. They said, hang on. They said, hey, submissive Brie, you're very pretty. I'm offering free rent. Can you cook? Because I put a picture of myself in the Craigslist ad. I did not put that I was submissive, because I'm not. I'm not sexual. I'm not a sexual person. I'm not really into sex. So since when does asking for peace and privacy translate to please dominate me? I don't know. So I didn't respond, obviously. And then magically, my ad gets flagged for removal. Like, okay, I get it. He probably flagged my ad because I didn't respond to him. So yeah, Craigslist is like the Wild West, except with less cowboys and more creeps. So now I'm back to square one, looking for a room to rent. I reposted the ad. And yeah, hopefully something comes up. Honestly, I'm tired. All I want is a door I can close, two cats I can hold, and a place that doesn't feel like a horror movie waiting to happen. Is that too much to ask for? But I'm not giving up. You hear that, Craigslist creeps? You cannot defeat me. So yeah, can you believe that? The person responded calling me submissive Brie, and he sent pictures of his dick. I just said I had cats and needed a peaceful room. Apparently that's now code for please objectify me and cook me eggs. So yeah, I reposted my ad and hopefully Dungeon Master doesn't flag my ad again. So I'm here. It's 7:40 a.m. And I'm just making a podcast. I just had to vent a little bit. So that's it for now. Submissive Brie out. Strong independent Brie logging back in. Talk to you later. Stay slimy. Bye.